This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you along. Today we're talking to 4-H members and their leader. The 4-H educator here in the area is Robin Oberdorf. She's joined us with five of her 4-H club members to hear about the program that's been around for more than 115 years. And we're going to learn more today about 4-H. 4-H Week is observed every March, and we're happy to have them with us again this year. Thanks for joining us on the program. So we welcome Damian Brown, Alyssa Bergenstock, Katie Raup, Elena Tyson, and Dalton McKinney. Thanks for being with us on the program. Robin, let's start with you. If you could just give us some background to the organization.
4-H was established in 1902. For youth to actually help the agricultural department with corn. That was the first project that the youth did in 1902. It's always been open to boys and girls. The girls in the beginning, you know, we started with sewing and cooking clubs and the agriculture.
And the 4-H's are what?
Head, heart, hands, and health.
And I would think that even today, a lot of people still think of this as farming-related, a farming organization.
Yes, 4-H offers a large variety of projects for kids in all sorts of different things, from sewing and cooking to agriculture, but everything in between, geology, rocketry, robotics, and STEM. There's lots of expressive arts projects that the kids can participate in. There's so much to have.
And you've been involved for 40 years yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Not as educator, but involved from as a kid.
Yep, I joined 4-H when I was 9 years old in 1980.
What kept you with it?
Because it was a lot of fun. I met a lot of new people, made lifelong friends, and then when I graduated out of it, I became a leader in my own club that I was in, the Wildlife Club. When the leaders retired, I took over that club.
For now, let's talk to some of the folks we have here. First of all, we have Damian, who is 14, and Warrior Run School District, correct?
Yep.
All right. Tell me a bit about yourself and why you're in 4-H.
I got involved because my mom's the leader of our one club down in Turtville. Very fun. You get to do a lot of things in the club, and there's fun activities that are also... And you get to also intervene with some of the other counties that are around here, too. I've done a variety of stuff. The things that I normally do is like the shooting sports. Okay. I do things like air rifle, air pistol, and shotgun.
And when you say you do a project, how long is that? Like, what's the commitment? Is that like throughout a year or?
Yeah, around a full year.
Okay. Any favorites you've done? What would you put as the favorite project you've worked with?
The one that really got me interested was shotgun, because you're shooting a moving target that's in midair flight, and it's very fun to shoot them.
Let's move on down the line here to Alyssa. You are 12 and what, 7th grade? Okay, at the Danville School District. All right, tell me a bit about yourself, and then we'll see what got you into 4-H.
My dad did it as a kid, and it looked fun.
Right, and what kind of projects are you involved with?
A lot of the home ec stuff, like sewing and cooking, and then agriculture.
Okay, and anything you've done kind of to go out of the comfort zone and try something totally different?
Well, last year I started doing goats.
So we'll move on to Katie, who is 17, Warrior Run District, and we'll ask you the same stuff. What got you involved?
My mom did it when she was a kid, and like when I was younger, she wanted me to get more involved like in the community, so she took me to the Anthony Township 4-H Club. This is my 8th year.
Alyssa, how about you? How many years have you been involved?
5.
And Damian?
I'd say about 8.
Okay. I forgot to ask you guys that, so we'll back up for a second. But back to Katie. What kind of projects do you do?
I do cooking. I might be doing ceramics this year, and I do archery.
So, all right.
Yeah.
So, any favorites stand out for you, or you know?
I like cooking. I've always just kind of liked cooking since I was a kid, and it was my first project.
Do you see examples of stuff that you've done that you're going to say, you know, come back to in life and say, this is useful?
Yeah, the biggest one is probably public speaking, because I used to be pretty, like, shy as a kid, but, like, we have an event called Speak Up, which is where you literally just have, like, a presentation or a speech in front of people, and it kind of helped me with school projects when we would have to do presentations.
Okay. How about you, Elena? How long have you been involved?
I'm going on my 8th year, I believe.
8th year, wow. So we have some veterans in here today. You got involved how?
My mom was kind of in it when she was a kid. She didn't completely finish her 4-H years, but then she kind of like realized there was a 4-H club in our community and kind of got me into it.
Okay. And what are some of your favorites?
I think I'm going into my 6th or 7th year of archery for 4-H, so I kind of stick with archery. Yeah. I kind of jump around besides archery for my other projects. I take about 3 or 4 every year.
Okay. So you do several simultaneously, or do you do them, you know, do archery, then you do this, then you, how's that work?
Yeah, I do archery every year, and then I choose kind of a new project along with it.
And now I have Dalton here, and you, where do you go to school?
I go to school in Sunbury.
Sunbury? Okay. Shikellamy District?
Yeah.
Okay. And you are how old?
9.
9 years old? Okay. Tell me how you got into 4-H.
It was just something we found. Mom was going through the internet, and we just started.
All right. So you said it wasn't a family thing. You just Mm-mm. said, hey, this looks cool.
Yeah.
All right. And what when you get into it, what were you thinking, I'm going to do there? Did you, was it kind of what you planned on, or was it different than you expected?
It was a little different than like I expected, but it was fun after that, after I got my second meeting.
Okay. And you work with what projects?
Dairy goats.
Okay. And I believe we have a goat in the room, do we not?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see him, but I see the bucket. So, and there's one running around, well, not running around by himself, but outside here. Mm-hmm. So this is a good 4-H interview when you have the actual goat. Is that pretty much all you've been involved, just the goats, or have you done some other side projects?
I just started livestock club.
Okay, alrighty. So are you someone who grew up on a farm, or is it?
Yes, I grew up on a farm.
Okay, tell me about a project involving goats. What do you do for the during that time period?
We have to milk them, and we have to put them in with bucks to breed them, so we have babies, so we can milk them.
Katie, let me go back to you. Talk about the cooking kind of portion of stuff. Like, what do you go to a 4-H meeting and cook for people, or do you how does the project work? Just explain it to me.
It depends on the year. Like, one year I did candy. Like, there's kind of like different themes, and then there's like cooking. There's like 4 different years that you can do. Like, it's 101. 201, 301, and 401, and usually those are 2 years for each level, and they just teach you different cooking skills, like how to cook meat or how to cook pasta, and it's usually just at, like, a leader's house, and you just kind of do it there.
Okay, alrighty. And Elena, tell me about one of your projects.
Well, for like archery, we kind of go for a first meeting, and they go over equipment for like the newer members and the safety and everything. And then about the second or third meeting, we go and out and we actually start to shoot. And then we kind of shoot all summer because it starts in like the early, or not really early spring, but when it starts to get warm out and it's nice. And it goes all through summer till roundup, and we have to finish our archery book that is like, has a bunch of information in it we fill out, and then we make a poster on whatever topic through archery that we want.
Okay. And do you guys do stuff with like the Bloomsburg Fair or the Montour Fair as well?
We enter our stuff in the Montour Fair.
Okay.
But
great.
Some other counties do enter in the Bloomsburg.
All right, we'll close with Robin again. When you're talking about many different projects and it's one group, how does that work? I mean, I'm doing cooking, this guy's doing archery, how do you do that at the same time? Or different people work with different kids?
Yep, different leaders work with different kids. There's different kinds of clubs. We have community clubs that have various projects, and there are project clubs, which are one project. An example of that would be the archery club. They just do archery, but the Anthony Township Club is a community club, so they'll do multiple projects. At the end of the summer, at the beginning of the Montour de Long Fair, we have our roundup. The kids bring all their projects, and they're judged. Each youth goes in front of a judge and talks about their project. And then the projects are displayed and they're judged by the fair, and the kids can compete against each other.
Okay. And I believe it was Katie who said something about getting involved in the community, and that seems to be a really cool feature of this, because it really, you kind of get into the heart of what's going on when you're working with people, going to the fairs, etc.
Yeah, 4-H really prepares the kids with life skills and helps them become members of the community. They go out and do community service projects and learn how to function in their own community as a, you know, as a great member.
Okay. Before you guys all get into this, what was your thought about it? Did you have any image of it as something totally different, or did you have enough prep from the your parents that were involved and so forth? Any thoughts on that? I mean, did you get in and say, wow, this is not what I thought it was, or did you pretty much know what was coming?
Yeah, I grew into it.
Explain that a little bit.
I grew into it because first in our club, I was just young, and I was one of the very young ones. And then every year I grew up in standards, and that's how I really got involved.
Okay. So, and obviously, for those of you who've been with it 8 years, that it's not something you're going to toss out easily, right?
No.
All right. Robin, I'll ask you again, if for folks who want more information, they'd like to learn a bit about this, and is there a website or somebody they should call?
Yes, you can look up 4-H in your local county on the 4-H in Pennsylvania is actually run by Penn State University. If you're looking for your specific county, you just need to look up Penn State Extension on the internet, and there'll be a drop down where you can choose your county. That will direct you to your county 4-H educator, and they can direct you to the projects and the leaders.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.